Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome to 1,000 Days. I am here with Joseph Drury.
What's up?
He is our junior of the group. Joseph, we're meeting you for the first time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? All the typical questions. You know, major, where you're from.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm a computer engineering major. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a pastor's kid. Love it. And then I guess a little fun fact about me, I am in a band on campus called the Brock Stars.
So. You're pretty proud of that.
I am, yeah. It's good work, you know. We put a lot of effort into it.
So, Joseph, you wrote your first journal entry,
mm-hmm.
which I appreciate. Thank you. The journal entries will go back in time about 2 weeks. So the
yep.
past 2 weeks, it'll cover that.
This one's a little bit longer, though, because
right.
it's the beginning of the semester.
For this yeah. first one, we just went from the start of the mm-hmm. semester, which, by the way, today is day 507 for you, 507.
That's like my least favorite part about doing this is having to hear that. That makes me feel old.
You're over
ready.
Halfway done.
How
does that feel?
Don't tell me that. I don't want to know that.
So I want to ask you some questions based on your journal entry, which if you would like to go read yourself as you listen to this, you can find that on resoundradio.com. So, Joseph, you said that, quote, I actually came to campus a few weeks early to help out as a sting leader, and that was an amazing experience. Tell me about that. How was being a sting group leader beneficial for you?
Yeah. On one hand, just getting here early was really nice, especially because, like, for sting leaders, they actually don't have that many, meetings set up beforehand. Hmm. It's really just you get there super early, and they let you have like half a week or really it's like 5 days of free time with anybody else who's there. You have like two little meetings that take a couple hours at most. So, and that was really nice and it lets you kind of get settled before everybody's there and making things crazy. And then, but once like students start showing up, honestly, it was really fun helping people move in, which I didn't expect. I thought it was going to be kind of miserable, like moving everybody's stuff in and I'd
right.
be tired,
mm-hmm.
but it was actually a blast. Like I got to meet a bunch of the freshmen moving into Willits, got to meet their families, got to talk about where they're from, what they're about to do, and just give them like some little encouragements before they are starting their freshman year stuff. So that was really, really fun.
And that's awesome because you were once a sting group member.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like having that experience as a student and now you are leading these groups of new students?
Yeah, it was definitely, it gave me an insight almost into freshman year where like I'm thinking about these sting leaders that I still remember.
Right.
And it's like those people were trying to do the same thing that I was trying to do this year. But in that moment, it felt very weird. It was like they felt so much more than me because I'm just some lowly, I felt like a high schooler still. So it felt very, and then now I'm coming in and I'm like, I'm the one that's trying to invest in these freshmen.
Yes, new students.
Yeah, but it's like me trying to invest and get them acclimated. And man, if I knew anything about like how my life would look in the next 2 years back freshman year, like it would be so different. So it was just interesting thinking like those people are all coming into the same spot that I was almost freshman mm-hmm. year. But it was a lot of fun. I was in a group with like three of my other really close friends. So we were like the best sting leaders. So much fun.
So it was a good time.
Yeah, blast. Yeah. Would highly recommend it.
So I'm glad Sting went well. Mm. And now we've had a few weeks of classes under our belts. And you mentioned that for the first 2 weeks, you had little to no homework. And while this may sound like a blessing, it really just made me feel like I was wasting my time.
Yeah.
That's what you said in yeah. the journal entry. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, as an engineering major, like starting from day one freshman year, I felt like I was swamped and drowning in homework. And then even like now I feel that. But for the first few weeks, especially of this semester, because we were doing a lot less like learning theory and foundations and a lot more like applying what we had learned in the past couple years. So we had to kind of do a transition to figure out how classes work that way. And so it made all of my classes a little bit slower than normal.
Hmm.
And so for the first like week and a half, I was really just Like I'd finish my homework on Monday with a bunch of friends and then would have nothing to do for the rest of the week. And it was all, and all my other friends were busy doing homework, busy doing things. And then I'm sitting here bored, not knowing what to do.
And so you weren't able to hang out with anyone?
Yeah, because they were all doing homework. And so I could sit in my room with Jer, my roommate, but he would be doing German or something. And then I would just be distracting him and I'd feel bad. For me, which is probably something I need to address, but like whenever I'm not doing something productive consistently, I feel like I'm wasting my time. And I think it's part of just the college thing where I'm constantly having to do stuff. And so I almost feel better whenever I know I'm intentionally putting something off to do something that I want to be doing rather than not having anything and then not being able to fill my time.
Sure.
So it was, yeah, it was an interesting obstacle at the beginning of this semester. And it made me almost appreciate like how busy I tend to be more now, where it's like, I know how miserable I was in the moments. It wasn't like misery, but it was like, I did not enjoy having nothing to do.
Sure.
So I'd much rather have homework and be kind of busy constantly rather than not have anything. So
then what did you fill the time with?
It just depends. Some days I would literally sit in my room and then try to read something, or I really like comics. My parents got me a new like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic for my birthday, so I started reading some of that. And then eventually it'd be like 30 minutes of that, and then I'd get super bored, and I hated being stuck in my room, so I'd get up and just go for a walk, and then pray and hope that I ran into somebody. And like half the time I'd run into somebody that I knew, and then I'd end up talking to them for a while, and so that it worked out. But
so it sounds like you are a very sociable
person. Yes.
And love, you need that.
Yes. Love talking to people, love hanging out. I'm very, very extroverted as much as I can be. So yeah.
So then these past 2 weeks may not have been the
best
rough. For you.
A little rough, yeah. That was probably because it was just I'd be in my room and I'm like jumping to get out and meet people, like talk to people, do things. But everybody else is busy. And so I'd send texts to people and they'd be like, I'm doing homework. And
right.
Like, ah, that's right. Rough.
But later on in the journal entry, you mentioned that classes have now gotten into full swing. And so you're a bit more busy. So it's made you feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I've got a couple of good friends that are in like every single one of my classes. And so we meet consistently to do homework. So even when I'm doing homework, I'm doing it with people. So I'm still getting my like people fill my like extroversion like desire, you know? Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned that it was your birthday.
Days ago? It was August 25th, so a couple weeks ago now.
So 21?
Yep.
Well, happy birthday to you. Any interesting birthday presents? You already mentioned the comic.
Yeah, that's the big one. Got my comic, and I'm trying to get a new keyboard that I technically don't know if I got it, but I know my grandparents got me something, but it didn't get there in time. So I'm assuming that that's probably what it is. So it's supposed to be here at some point.
Has it ever happened to where like they might print a picture
of
the item?
Yes, I've had that before.
Yep. And at the end of the journal entry, you mention a Bible verse, Philippians 4:6. It says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Why did you throw that in there?
A lot of the time, especially when it comes to academics, and especially in college, because for me to be here, I need my scholarships. There's no way I could afford it. And I love this place, I love the relationships I made, and I love the way that like God's worked in my life here. And so I definitely don't want to have to leave for any reason. And I've never gotten close to that. But I feel like weight and pressure, and a lot of time will like be in my room late at night or something like that, just spiraling in anxiety about grades, which can be really rough. And it's a lot of time it's not warranted because I do really well in my classes. Like my GPA is nowhere near where it would have to be for me to lose my scholarships, but I just get in my own head, start freaking out. And so like a lot of the time that's just me trying to rely on myself or thinking about all the possibilities of things that could go wrong. And that's a verse that like just coming into this semester, I was really sticking with me, and I wanted to like really make that exemplify what I was like feeling. Like even last night I was doing homework with a friend that we have so much due in the next couple of days, and I feel like everything is taking 10 times as long as I expected. After I like got back to my room from working with her, I sent her that verse because it was just like what was on my mind, and that's what I really want to just be like my defining moments. Whenever I am feeling anxiety, I don't want to reach out to some random song or like drown myself in like videos or games or whatever. I want to be turning to the Lord, because that's where like we're told in the Bible that our comfort comes from. And so that's kind of what I want my whole this semester, and honestly the rest of my college career, to kind of be like centered around.
Could you say that you knew of this your freshman year or your sophomore year?
Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I had the idea in my mind ever since I've grown up in the church, so I've known, like, that verse has been something I've heard plenty of times, something I've known of, but this year, or this semester specifically, I really want to make sure that's, like, at the forefront of my mind while I'm, like, dealing with stress and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Joseph, thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure getting to meet you and see how these first few weeks have gone.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we will have you back in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a good time. Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.